that both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome Beach Vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Thank you for joining us on Universe Today, only on POI and at Happy Man. Voice of Indonesia, with the news. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed that Indonesian citizens residing in Libya's capital, Tripoli, are safe and unaffected by the recent armed clashes there. The Indonesian citizens have been harmed and currently they are safe and calm, said Juna, the Foreign Minister of Indonesian Citizens Protection Director, in a brief statement received in Jakarta on Wednesday, May 14, 2025, as quoted by AntaraNews.com. Puan Maharani on Tuesday discussed various issues including support for Palestine during bilateral meetings with parliamentary leaders at the 19th Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC member states in Jakarta. Maharani held separate bilateral meetings with parliamentary leaders from Algeria, Bahrain, Oman, and the Czech Republic at the Indonesian House of Representatives Delegation Room Parliamentary Complex. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Maka itu ada di sana.
but it is an injustice that must be and will be swept away. Candy Newton takes up the story. 75% of parliamentarians are men. 73% of managerial decision makers are men. 67% of climate negotiators are men. And 87% of the people at the peace table are men. Even though we know that when peace settlements include women, the negotiations and outcomes are more durable. Globally, almost 1 in 5 women has experienced violence in the past 12 months at the hands of a man they know. Women and girls do 3 times as much unpaid care and domestic work as men. The global gender pay gap is stuck at 16%. Every year, 12 million girls are married before 18. All of this has to change. It's time to stop trying to change women and start changing the systems that prevent them from achieving their potential. And this is the battle that women in this century will not lose. They are too strong, and their voices will not be silenced. I was named Macrogo, and a granny for Kilo, who was killed in a baggy. Just after I was born, my father got our family tree. It went back 200 years, but not a single girl or woman's name appeared on it. He decided to make me the first. He wrote Malala. That's me. When your father's school was closed down by the Taliban, Malala Yousafzai began to campaign for the rights of young girls across Pakistan to go to school. I have rights, I have the right of education, I have the right to play, I have the right to sing, I have the right to talk, I have the right to go to market, I have the right to speak up. She was airlifted to a military hospital in Peshawar, where she was fed. As surgeons battled to save her life, vigils took place throughout the world.
In this first photo released today, Malala's eyes were open and she appears alert.
There's some really good news to report tonight. Malala Yousafzai.
What? I'm going to the hospital today.
Today, it is an honor for me to be speaking again after a long time. The dark and the bullet would silence us. But they failed. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Change, power, and courage was born. Today is the day of every gun.
In 2014, at the age of 17, Malala Yousafzai became the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Today, she continues to campaign for universal education for girls, but she doesn't want to do it alone.
My message right now is to young people. We are living in a world where things are not the way we want. We are getting a system, we're getting a world which is unequal, which is sexist, which is racist. We have systems that are discriminating against people. Our climate, our environment is at risk, and there's so much that needs to be done. But I hope that young people, they stand up, they raise their voices, they start their activism right now. Let your age not stop you. Oftentimes, we're told that, you know, you have to be 14, 50 to change the world. I do not believe in that. I think you can be a change maker right now. If you're 11, if you're 16, if you're, you know, 30, 40, change is possible anytime. And I want you to believe in yourself and make this world a fairer, more equal, and a better place for each and every one.
Candy Meat.
And once again, there are positive solutions that can turn things around fast. We need more women in positions of power at every level of government. The time has come for quotas that make sure women are equally represented in every country. It's time to make our laws equal so that every woman is entitled to a job and a national identification card and to own property. Women must be able to live free from violence and have the right to make decisions over their bodies and lives, especially in choosing if and when they marry. We must guarantee full access to sexual and reproductive health services and rights. We must provide the money to close the gap in girls' education. And there are important changes needed to achieve economic empowerment for women, from equal access to finance to ending the gender pay gap, to equal access to the digital world, from mobile bank accounts to digital payment systems and digital education.
It just doesn't make sense. Women are half of the population, but society does not treat us as equals. This is a legacy that needs to change here and now, by changing our behaviors, but also by changing laws and common practices across the world. We must all make that happen, now.
Here is your quote of the day. No matter how smart someone is, if they don't write, they will be forgotten by society and history. Writing is a way to live on forever, said Pamudia Anandapur.
Session of Indonesia today, and after this I will be playing you a song. I would like to say that this is a funny song, yet it's a serious problem in Indonesia. It's called Cari Jodoh by Wally. Not Wally, I'm just kidding. It's by Wally, Cari Jodoh. Because from what I know, people especially on the age of late 20s, their family is going to ask, when are you going to marry? Where is your spouse? Or where is your bride-to-be? Where is your groom-to-be? So this is a serious issue that is happening in Indonesia, and I think it's not only happening in Indonesia. People will ask, when are you going to get married? Everywhere. So, to the listeners who are currently relating to this problem, I'm going to play the song for you, and hopefully this song will make you feel tiny bit better.
Thank you. Sahari saja, saya
reach with crystal clear seawater, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Bulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Bulisan Beach. Head of the village, Benhar Jarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a hot land, some caves, and natural wells.
As for Bulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Bulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Bulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pandai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland, right? When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Bulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Bulisan Beach also has Sabana, Kalikabi Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Bulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Bulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Bulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable. Especially when you take a boat to the diving spots, dive under the sea, and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in very good condition, because they are kept sustainable. Benhar said, Bulisan Tourist Village forms a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 Super Priority Destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Karoncho Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village head, Benhar Jarang, Karoncho Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Karoncho Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Toronto Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Toronto Mama up as one of the cultures.
Toronto Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments, such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatima, leader of the Toronto Mama group, explained, "Now Toronto Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Toronto Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Toronto Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The police and tourist village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yo, kita berwisata. Mari dong, piknik ke Likupang. Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Thank you.